This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Supporters of a ballot initiative to create a paid family and medical leave program turned in signatures today, hoping to get in on the November election. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The initiative would create a state-run paid leave program and allow for up to 12 weeks of paid leave. It would apply to people working in the public and private sector. Businesses with less than 10 employees would be exempt. Employees and employers would split the cost. A similar effort failed in the state legislature. Opponents say it would create a burden at a time when businesses are already suffering economic hardship. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado Springs turns 151 year from today, but CPR's Dan Boyce reports the celebration is already underway.
Oh, beautiful.
A group of community leaders gathered at the historic Glen Erie Castle to kick off what Mayor John Suthers billed as a year-long recognition of Colorado Springs' birthday.
From its founding until the present hour, there has been before the minds of its builders the vision of a city of beauty, culture, righteousness, and healthfulness.
The city is also using the anniversary to push for the planting of more than 18,000 new trees in the community and will be fundraising for major renovations to a number of prominent city parks. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
84 in the Springs, it's 82 in Denver. This is CPR News.